I, Saint Germain, am also here, and I empower those who use the violet light to access a new spiritual radiance that I invest within the earth in this hour at the behest of the divine director, the Manu of this age. And through the utilization of this dynamic of the accelerated currents of the violet laser light, you may give birth within your own soul and spirit to a new magical selfhood in God. You may realize through the alchemy of love, the truth, the way, and the life of a true Aquarian one. You may merge with your God presence, the great I am who you are, and live in that integrity every moment. And you may access the miraculous light of instantaneous precipitation if you choose by love to be God taught and to be centered and recentered in this eternal love fire. Dearest ones, love is the alchemical key, even as light also is that key, for love and light are one within you, within God. When you realize your God nature by investing your awareness, your consciousness in the fire within your threefold flame, seeing it, feeling it, and allowing it to grow within you, then you have what it takes to be that Aquarian one with me for the new age that we are co-creating, which is an age of the Divine Mother of Divine Love. And dearest ones, love is the answer to every situation that you see within your world manifesting that you do not like. Love is the way, the truth, and the way of the game changers of this hour, who with me perform perfect alchemy because of their attunement with the Holy Spirit, because of the nurturing grace of that great spirit that moves and lives and has its being within the heart, invested in God, putting God first in all things and self last. The lesser self, of course, is last, dearest ones. So if you would have greater abundance in your life, increase the fire of love in your heart, for that fire will magnetize that abundant life in your midst. It is a simple yet powerful equation that we have taught again and again in our retreats and through our messages of light, vouchsafed to humanity through a number of enlivened ones that you have called messengers, those who are our amanuenses, in various ages and throughout the nations, who have attuned to our heart through love and through the nurturing spirit of that love in their lives. Blessed hearts, I am working on the release of the alchemy tomes now too, next year. And if you will pray with me, and if you will invest your heart's fire in safeguarding David and the editors and those who will be working assiduously on this book within these 3 months, November, December, and January, you may just see the alchemy of its release in God's time, even earlier than has been projected. so that I may invest the fire of divine love within these tomes for the victory of this earth, for the overcoming of the darkness that many have seen on the horizon, challenging the economy of these United States and that which has manifest as a stultification of the light of freedom, as an overbearing presence of darkness through the strategies of the dark ones. They have no power, dearest ones, within God's eternal fire of love. And therefore, as you manifest greater love in your lives, and as you give all that you can give daily and hourly, you will see the majesty of heaven manifesting through many miracles that we are about to bring forth through you this year, next year, and for the duration of your lives. The council, the leadership, the dynamic knights and ladies of the flame of this movement, the staff, the volunteers, and those who are invested in this mission are working with all the energy that they can muster from within their beings to manifest the divine plan through this dispensation. And we, working with you, above you, behind you, all around you, and within you, dearest ones, are attempting in every possible way to move heaven and earth to provide for you the resources, the abundance, the staff, the volunteers required for your victory in all things. If you could see the divine plan as I see it, and as the divine director has shown it unto me, you would simply breathe a sigh of relief while also knowing that it will take supreme effort on your part to conceptualize and to capture this divine plan and make it a reality in your world. Yes, we challenge you. Yes, we give you more assignments than you are humanly capable in your 24/7 days of your weeks to accomplish. Has it ever been different for the initiate, dearest ones, and those who are, through an uncompromising way, accessing more of their divinity by stretching the very limits of what seems possible and doable in the flesh? Yet, through your surrender, this is where you access the magic of heaven, the dynamic of miracles, and the currents of the Holy Spirit's power and grace that transforms things, individuals, and situations instantaneously by the fire and the lightning of the Divine One. Well, look no more outside of self for the magic, for the means of miracles. Feel the miracle of life unfolding from within every cell of your being. Feel the power and the majesty and the grace of the great I Am flowing through you as a current of such stupendous energy that nothing can withstand the cosmic energy, impulse, and dynamism of its co-creativity, of its drive, of its vivacity, and its cosmic elasticity. Yes, dearest ones, when these books arrive, you will rejoice, we will rejoice, and the world had better watch out for the light shining forth will co-create many new rivers and streams of God consciousness, solar awareness, and these heart streams will enliven the lives of thousands and eventually millions through the Word of the Logos, whom we serve, whom we obey. Blessed ones, I grace you now with an alchemical elixir of divine love, received from an angel before you, the glass. And as we toast to the heart of God and the great central sun, our devotion, our praise, and our authentic selves in pure obedience and oneness to the holy cause of eternal freedom and divine love, know that we are one, that we are always one, no matter what one or another goes through trials, tribulations, testings, and initiations. Now feel, as you drink in this elixir, the effervescent currents of God's eternal love, and be vivified in this radiance and charged by the power of the Holy Spirit's love of and for you. You see, blessed ones, the alchemy of my love was not left in a book, codified by Godfrey Ray King 80 years and more ago. It is alive and real today. And it is as real as you accept it in your world, in this moment of our union, of our joy, of the frequencies that we feel and know of God's love in our midst. I am Saint Germain. Love is eternal. Now prove it through your conscious life lived to the glory of the I am that I am. I thank you.